New financial records show that an East Valley charter school chain, American Leadership Academy, paid more than $45 million to companies that are owned by its founder, Glenn Way, or his relatives. Last year, an investigation showed that Way profited to the tune of about $37 million in real estate deals connected with American Leadership Academy expansion schools. Craig Harris is an investigative reporter at the Arizona Republic. He's been covering the story extensively. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's do a little bit of background. Remind us of what American Leadership Academy was, Glenn Way's involvement.
Well, American Leadership Academy is a growing charter school chain out in the East Valley. They typically are in Gilbert, Queen Creek area, typically affluent, high-income areas where they've put their schools. Their academic scores are really good, but then again, academic scores for Queen Creek, Gilbert, and Higley School District are also really good because you're kind of dealing with a very affluent area out there.
So when you did this reporting in the past, you found out, again, tens of millions of dollars involved that Glenn Way and his family or relatives or friends were profiting from. Has there been progress since then? It seems like based on your news story, it's sort of business as usual?
Absolutely. I mean, what Mr. Way did was completely legal. He founded American Leadership Academy, which a lot of entrepreneurs do. They come to Arizona because, frankly, charter schools in Arizona get up to $2,000 more in per pupil funding than school districts. So it's pretty lucrative business to get involved in when you consider how underfunded traditional school districts are. And so he came in, he started a chain, and it's been very popular out there. And he built all the schools, and then he sold them to ALA while he was the board chairman. And so we calculated that the profit was about $37 million. He said our numbers were off, that there was more closer to $18 million because there were other costs that we couldn't find. So he did acknowledge that there was about an $18 million at least profit, and we found there's about $37 million in profit. And then now this time what we found is that companies that he owns or co-owns to provide teachers or management or construction or even apparel or uniforms received, you know, well over $40 million of funding. And, you know, there's no breakdown about how much profit he made, but we gave you the total gross amount of money.
So the school is requiring students to wear uniforms, and it happens that the uniform company owner is related to Way?
Correct. That's his son. Mr. Way and his son own the company that provides the apparel for the kids and their athletic uniforms. And it's unknown whether they bid these processes out because American Leadership Academy and Mr. Way declined to answer questions.
So let's move on as far as, like, we talked about how this is legal. You've said that before. So where do we go from here? We've heard Attorney General Mark Brnovich make certain noise about this. Have you noticed anything different about even the way you're talking about not getting information at this point? So does Glenn Way feel like because he's following the law, it seems like this is something he'll continue to do? Is anyone troubled by your reporting? Are they sort of put into the situation where they feel like, okay, we do need to make changes? We're hearing more noise, legislature, attorney general, whatever it may be. What's the future look like?
I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of change coming next year. I mean, there was a relatively modest reform bill for charter schools. Doesn't deal with a lot of this, the money changing that was put forth by Senator Kate Brophy McGee. It passed the Senate, went over to the House, immediately got killed by the Speaker. So there doesn't seem to be any kind of appetite for this. So basically, I've made this joke before. It's a work employment guarantee for me for at least a whole nother year of writing about charter school millionaires because there is no appetite, whether it's the governor or the Republican-controlled legislature, to change this. And at the same time, they continue to fund charter schools at a much higher rate, up to $2,000 more per kid than district schools. And they don't seem to have any kind of reasoning to change that system.
Craig, it also seems like there maybe was a slight disagreement over a comment made by somebody at the charter schools or the state charter board to ALA administration about whether or not they should be expanding, growing further in different parts of the valley. Is that right?
Right. I spoke with Kathy Sensman, who is the chairwoman of the Arizona Charter Board, and that's the group that's supposed to regulate the 544 charter schools across Arizona. They really have a challenge of regulating them because they only have 10 employees. And so only 20% of charter schools around the state even get a site visit every year, where some cities around the country that have much stronger oversight, they get visits every year. But anyway, regarding Chairwoman Sensman, her daughter goes to a district school in Peoria, and she told me she made an offhand comment about how more charter schools are needed because Peoria can't pass a bond to build more schools. So American Leadership Academy put in their notes and their board minutes that the charter board basically wants them to go, which raised an eyebrow for me, like, you're supposed to regulate these charter schools and now you're giving them a green light. And board chairwoman Sensman said, no, that was kind of an off-the-cuff remark that I made that we would like more charter schools, because she was frustrated that her daughter's class had 35 or more kids because Peoria couldn't pass a bond. So I asked ALA for a response on that. I also asked them to respond on why they bought 15 relatively brand new cars, and they've declined to answer those questions too.
Certainly a lot more to come on this. Craig Harris of the Arizona Republic, thanks as always.
Thanks so much.